B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Keith, how can we help you, sir?
So, I went out on with this girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I freaking think I fell in love, you know, was to make sure I didn't, like, push too hard, too fast. Went out on three different dates. We hook up, and I don't hear another word from her.
Wait, since you hooked up?
What did you do?
Yeah.
So the last date ended with you guys hooking up.
I actually freaking left her house like 4 a.m., right? She's like, you know, I need to get some sleep.
And, mm-hmm.
You know, that was weird, right? Thinking, whatever. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, you did something.
Yeah, you hooked up, and then she told you to leave the house. I mean, you actually
I mean, basically, right?
You want us to call her?
Dude. Fell in love with this shit, man. I'm like, freaking A, right?
Well, he either did something or he didn't do something, if you know what I mean.
Right.
All right, well, listen, we're going to call her, and if it doesn't work out with her, we're going to give you a number to a dominatrix, because clearly this guy likes being freaking treated like okay, anyway, hang on. It's second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Keith. Now, I'm confused as to why this girl, Sheila, won't go on another date with him, Melissa, because it seemed like everything went perfect. I mean, they went on three dates. On the third date, they had sex. It was like 4 a.m, and she asked him to leave. And then since then, she hasn't spoken to him. What could it be?
Listen, I think it's pretty obvious, but...
I don't know where it could be. You know what? Let's call her, and she can tell us where it went wrong.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sheila?
Yeah, this is she.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so Sheila, this is going to sound weird, but please don't hang up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Now, the reason we're calling you is because somebody gave us your number. They wanted us to call you on their behalf. Are you following along?
Okay, I think, yeah.
Okay, so it's a guy who likes you, and you know who he is. And according to him, you like him too. So basically, he hit us up. He would love to take you out on a really nice date. And we're offering you, you can pick where you'd like to go for a date. You name a place and it doesn't matter where it is. We'll set it up. Whatever day or night or whatever you're free, we'll reserve it and we'll pay for the entire date for you and this gentleman to see if you guys have some sort of chemistry. I'm gonna tell you the guy's name. So you're not going to be, it's not going to be a trick or anything.
Oh, okay.
All right, you ready?
Yes, please.
Keith.
okay.
Okay, this is the part where you say, where you
why
get excited.
Are you laughing like that?
I know, like, what do you, is that a good okay? Or is that a bad, like, okay, you'll go out with Keith again? Or...
No, I can't. I really can't. I mean, I feel so bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can just tell, whatever it is, just tell us, and at least he'll get some sort of closure if you're not into him. We'll just let him know what you said. And it'll help him possibly in the future.
Maybe
he doesn't know that whatever he's doing wrong, he's doing wrong.
Okay, it's not so much what he did. It's just what he's working with. I feel really bad. I'm such a nice person, I swear. But, like, homeboy has a really ugly dick. Like, it's very, it's crunchy.
Okay, hold on.
Wait.
Alien and Predator. It's like Alien versus Predator.
Wait a minute.
He has an ugly...
Freddy Krueger's dick.
Like, I can't believe I'm asking this, but when you say ugly, can you, like, describe what you mean?
Okay. I mean, like, have you ever seen, like, a really old, dried-up piece of fruit?
Wait, what kind of fruit? Like a kiwi or an eggplant? Like, what are we talking here?
You kidding me?
Okay, wait.
This is Keith.
Sheila, Keith is on the phone and he heard that.
No!
Yeah!
Oh,
so
my
think,
God!
So you think I got a f***ing ugly dick? Is that what this is about?
So
are you kidding me?
It's just... It's so...
Really? We go out and have three great dates. You invite me to your house. We're sleeping together, right? There was no issue. You're a great kisser. And then you ask me to leave at 4 o'clock, and now I find out that you freaking think I got an ugly...
It's not just ugly. It's frightening and sorry. That's how bad it is.
So, well, just to double check, Sheila, so is that the reason? You definitely don't want to go out with Keith again, and it's because... He has a weird-looking...
Unfortunately, yeah. I mean, I guess I'm that shallow.
Just freaking show how shallow you are, Sheila, and just say yes. That's all. That's cool. I'm good.
Shallow Sheila.
Save me the time.
Bro. I mean, sorry, Keith. I'm not saying that it's, like, cool, awful, gross. It's just that it looks like a raw piece of chicken. That you don't want to eat.
Okay. All right. I think we get it. All right. We don't need these visions.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Here's actually a sneak preview of what you're going to hear tomorrow on the Second Date Update.
I mean, why did you even bother wasting my time? You're just a
I think there's potential there. I don't know about you. Listen tomorrow morning at 8:10 and laugh with us to get up through hot 96.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.